Wild morning here on the Steve Gerber Show as we watch that bridge collapse in Baltimore. We'll keep you up to speed on that. Sean Diddy Combs on the run from Homeland Security after his two mansions were raided in the sex trafficking scheme overnight. A lot going on here, and we'll keep an eye on those breaking news stories as we go forward today. Plus, Donald Trump, $3 billion wealthier today than he was yesterday. Pretty remarkable turn of events that has those on the left not too pleased, to say the least. Moving forward, Eric Rourke is Numbers USA's Director of Research. He's joining me now. Eric, thank you for being on the program.
Good morning.
Good morning. So, Republicans ducking the immigration fight, ducking the government shutdown, giving in to $1.2 trillion in more spending on God only knows what. And you've got these airplane loads of Haitians coming in now as we've got a continuing open border in with Mexico. And the Mexican president, by the way, saying, hey, I'll slow things down if America pays me $20 billion right now. Nothing like having the Mexican government extort Washington. What do you make of it all?
Well, you're right. And effectively, what the Congress has done is fund the open border policies of the Biden administration. And when you mention Mexico, yes, Mexico is asserting, you know, its sovereignty, basically by saying, you know, we're not going to go along with allowing you to return migrants back to Mexico. But our government is putting zero pressure on Mexico to stop the flow over the southern border.
Zero pressure to do anything, Eric. There's no urgency at all. And in fact, the images, we're back over 7,000 illegals a day. The images you see on social media of officers and fencing being overrun in El Paso here a few days ago. The left has completely desensitized America to this invasion. We see people like Lake and Riley get murdered, and it's in the news for a week or two, and then it's gone. She's forgotten, and they move on. And then the next person gets murdered, and they get shocked for a few days, and then they forget about it, they move on. The invasion continues, Eric. Where am I wrong?
Well, I think that's the most frustrating thing is, especially for the House, when we talk about the power of the purse, they could determine the funding for DHS appropriations, basically the funding for border security. And what they did was continue to fund what's happening. And I understand, you know, at this point, there's a two-seat majority for the Republicans, but this isn't about politics. This is about policy. And they've punted again on securing the border. And, you know, the message is, you know, we'll deal with it in the future. But we've been hearing that since 1986, basically.
Yeah, nothing ever changes, Eric. That's the problem. Nothing ever changes. The money gets squandered. You know, when Barack Obama walked into the Oval Office January of 2009, our national debt was about $5 trillion. Today, it's about $35 trillion. It's gone up seven times since 2009. I don't even know how you begin to even deal with that. We're headed for a debt crisis in America that'll make the debt crisis in Greece and Portugal and elsewhere in the world look like little storms by comparison. What will happen here will be catastrophic and global. Also true, isn't it?
It is true. And, you know, Numbers USA, our position, we're a one-issue organization, right? But the argument we make is that every single issue is related to immigration. And unless we get that right, we're not going to get anything right.
That's right. I mean, how many billions of dollars do we spend, maybe even daily? What is the total outlay of American cities, towns, counties, townships, states, federal government? How much money is flowing to Catholic charities, Lutheran charities, Bethany Christian Charity, all of these companies that are cashing in? It's a business plan for a lot of these so-called charities as they're making piles of money, your money and mine. This transfer of money, all related to immigration, how many billions of dollars, or is it more like $1 trillion now? Well, I mean, where are we?
Well, you're right about that. It is a business plan. You know, open borders makes money for the people who are facilitating it. It's hard to put a number on it. We've seen estimates of, you know, $500 million a year, but that's really just what we can account for. when it comes to dealing with this, you know, there is no real number we can put on it. It's astronomical. The cost of open borders cannot be quantified.
Here are other things. It's not just those folks using it as a business plan. You look at Tyson, the latest example, easy example, shutting down an entire facility in Iowa so they can go hire illegals elsewhere in the country and putting Americans out of work to hire illegals and say, hey, we'll hire your lawyers too, all related to illegal immigration. You've got 20 members of Congress that shouldn't be there because their seats are based on illegal aliens residing in the states of California or Texas or Illinois or New York or Florida, wherever they might be. Illegals account for too many places in Congress. Everything's wrong with the open border, Eric. Everything.
Well, you point to an example that last week became, you know, prominent was the Tysons, where they laid off, I believe, 1,200 people in a town, basically wiped out the town while they announced that they're going to institute a program to hire, in their words, refugees, which is announcing they're going to hire people who are using the asylum refugee system to circumvent caps on economic migrants. And that's what's happening. When we talk about immigration, we need to understand that mass immigration is about driving down wages and working conditions for American workers. That's
right. And that way people like Tyson and others can cash in. There's just another numbers problem with the open border. I have to leave it there, Eric, but you come back anytime. Look, the open border has to be in front of people. We cannot be desensitized to it. We need to be aware of it. We need to stop this invasion. Eric, greatly appreciate you taking the time.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you, sir. Yeah, you can't be desensitized. You can't. It has to be in front of people every day. Don't say, oh, yeah, I've seen that, and go on and stare at your football game or your device. No, pay attention. Your country's at stake. It's the Steve Gruber Show.